This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. I like the story about an Irish Catholic years ago. His name was Patrick. For years, he had longed for the assurance of peace with God when a visiting tourist to his country got in a conversation with him and gave him a copy of the New Testament. Patrick read through it and was brought to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And from that time on, he read and studied his New Testament with great eagerness and was always seeking a deeper knowledge of God. But the parish priest in Old Ireland had been missing Patrick from the regular services, and so he went to call on Patrick. "Patrick," he said, "what's that book you're reading?" "Your Reverence," Patrick replied, "it's the New Testament." And the priest was horrified. "The New Testament? Why, Patrick," he said, "that's not a book for the likes of you. You'll be getting all kinds of wild notions from reading it, and you'll likely fall into heresy." "Well," Patrick responded, "but Your Reverence, I've been reading right here in the book of 1 Peter, 'As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And sure, it's a newborn babe in Christ that I am,' he said. 'And so I'm thirsty for the milk of the word. That's what I'm after. There's no harm in that, is there?" "Ah," the priest said, "it's perfectly true that you need the milk of the word, but the Almighty has appointed the clergy to be the milkmen. They go to college and seminary and learn the meaning of the words, and when the people come to church, they can give that to them so that they can understand it," the priest said to Patrick. "Well, sure, Your Reverence," Patrick said, "but I know I kept a cow of my own back there in the barn, and when I was sick some time ago, I had to hire a man to milk the cow, and I soon found out he was stealing half the milk and filling the milk with water, and it was awful weak. But now," he said, "that I'm well again, I let the man who was milking my cow go, and I'm milking my own cow. And so it's the rich cream that I'm now getting, not that watered-down milk." And then Patrick looked at the pastor and said, "Your Reverence, when I was depending on you for the milk of the word, it was the watered-down stuff. But now I'm milking my own cow and enjoying the cream of the word all the time." Well, we may get a little laugh out of that, but we might need to emulate Patrick, for each of us needs to come to the Word of God ourselves. I trust that you're getting the Word of God and not a watered-down version from your pastor. But we all need, regardless of that, to still come to the Word of God ourselves. 1 Peter 2:2-3 says, "Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you'll grow into a full experience of salvation." He went on to say, "Cry out for this nourishment now that you have a taste of the Lord's kindness, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good." What I'm encouraging you to do in this podcast is do it yourself. In the words of Patrick, milk your own cow. How do you have a taste for the Lord? I don't think Peter is talking in that passage about the Lord's Supper and tasting the Lord that way. I think that would be off the point from what he is underscoring. I think he's saying that the way you abide in the Lord, the way you grow in the Lord, is to taste that the Lord is real, that he is good. He reveals himself through the Word of God, and we grow that way. So if we're to grow as Christians, it's imperative that we take in the milk of God's Word ourselves. And this is something, let me say, that you have to do yourself. All of us have to do this ourselves. Imagine, if you will, going to a restaurant. I mean, you're hungry. You've waited all day for this meal. You're like starving. And you go to this fine eating establishment, and the waiter comes, takes your order. Then the chef comes and spends a considerable amount of time talking to you about exactly what you want. He goes back and prepares it. Sometime later, he comes back with these carefully chosen ingredients, now cooked to perfection. Your mouth is really watering. And what do you think the chef proceeds to do? Does he sit there and eat the meal himself and explain to you all the different tastes and nuances of the ingredients that he puts into it? And does he tell you what it's like? No, of course not. He gives it to you for you to eat, for you to enjoy. You want to taste and see that meal is good. See, he can whet your appetite. His explanations can make you even hungrier, but you want and need to taste it for yourself. Why would you pay for a meal that someone else eats for you? You need to taste it for yourself, for your own enjoyment, yes, but you need the nourishment that comes from it. So, as Patrick said, milk your own cow. I hope you have a good biblical teaching from your pastor, and I trust that you do. I trust that you're not getting the watered-down version like Patrick was, but still, you need to milk your own cow. No one can taste the milk of the Word like you can for yourself. So try that this week, and next week I'll talk about some specifics of milking your own cow. Do that, come back next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. He comes in.